Patient last name is R-E-A-M. First name is Thomas. Date of visit is July 30th, 2025. Date of birth is January 22nd, 1977. Next birth, a chief complaint for chronic insomnia. Next birth history, present illness. Patient is a 48-year-old male with a chief complaint of chronic insomnia. First off, the patient tells me that he's been having insomnia for the last 2-3 years. First off, the patient tried the Benadryl, but that was not effective. First off, the patient tried allergies to medication, they were not effective. First off, patient tried various over-the-counter medication, they were not effective. First off, a patient tells me that he's been taking trazodone. First off, patient's been taking 100 milligrams every night. First off, that has been very effective. First off, a patient denies any side effects. First off, a patient is very happy with the result. First off, there's no withdrawal symptoms. First off, an expert patient also has history of obstructive sleep apnea. First off, patient was previously diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea based on overnight polysomnography study. First off, a patient had a witness process of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. First off, a patient has been using the CPAP machine and that helps him significantly. First off, patient tells me that he's not sleepy. First off, he's not drowsy anymore. First off, patient is able to tolerate his CPAP very well. Patient using it every day. First up, next part of past medical history. A broken leg. Next number, broken hand. Next number, broken arm. Next paragraph, current medications are out to 10 milligrams a day. Next number, trazodone 50 milligrams a night. Trazodone 100 milligrams per night. 100 milligrams per night. Next part of allergies, patients no known drug allergies. Next part of social history, patients married with one child. First off, a patient's a general manager. First off, patient does not smoke. First off, patient quit smoking 20 years ago. First off, patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next part of family history, mother of stroke cancer. First off, a father have heart disease. Next part of immune system, patient's abdominal pain. Heartburn, acid reflux symptoms. First off, patient's urinary urgency. First off, next part of it. Impression number one, obstructive sleep apnea. First off, patients complying with the CPAP therapy. First off, patient feel refreshed, awake, and alert. So first off, patients tolerating well to the CPAP machine very well. First off, a patient was previously diagnosed with sleep apnea. First off, patient previously had witness process of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. So first off, since he's been using the CPAP machine, patient feels much better. First off, patient does not have any excessive daytime sleepiness anymore. First off, next prayer. Chronic insomnia. First off, a patient have insomnia symptoms. First off, a patient have insomnia for many years. First off, a patient has been taking the trazodone 100 milligrams per night. First off, it helps him significantly. First off, half a patient tells me that he still can get improvements with increased dosage. First off, there's no side effects from the medication. First off, next part of a condition, explain to patient the above diagnosis. Next part of a condition, continue to use the CPAP machine. First off, next part, I will refill all his CPAP supplies. First off, next part, will increase the trazodone from 100 milligrams per night to 150 milligrams per night. So first off, explain to patient the science of the possible side effects from the medication. First off, including sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation. First off, a recommendation follow with me in 3 months. First off, but this marks the end of dictation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is L-I-C-L-I-C-A-N. Their visit is December 13, 2024. Their birth is May 29, 1962. Next birth, a chief complaint, left-hand tremors. Next birth, history, present illness. Patient is a 62-year-old female. Now, a chief complaint of left-hand tremors. So first off, patient's been having this for the last 1 year. First off, it's been progressively worsening. First up, there's no pinrolling tremors. First up, there's no resting tremors. First up, majority of the tremors is when she's using her left hand. First up, her tremors worsen when she's anxious. First up, there's no gait problem, G-A-I-T. First up, there's no shuffling gait. First up, it is not affecting her lifestyle. First up, it didn't start up a past medical history. Past medical history, diabetes and high blood pressure. Next number, past surgical history, right shoulder surgery. Next number, breast reduction surgery. Next number, current medication, amlodipine, metformin, and rusufastin. Next number, allergies. A patient has allergic to sulfa medication causing rash. Next we have social history. Patient is divorced with three children. First off, patient is a property manager. First off, patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, mother of diabetes. Next paragraph, a review system. Please do not put a review system. Please do not put a review system. Next we have a neurological examination. Mold examination. Patient has action tremors of the left hand. First up, there's no resting tremors. First up, there's no cochlear rigidity. First up, next to paragraph impression, essential tremors of the left hand. First up, it is mild. First up, it is not severe. First up, this is not Parkinson's disease. First up, there's no pinrolling tremor. First up, next recommendation, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next time we discuss the treatment options for essential tremors. The first step, treatment would include medications and surgery. First step, and next time, given the patient has such a mild case of coma, I would not decide. We decided mutually that do not want to start her medications for now. First step, explain to patient the treatment options would include the medication and surgery. First up, patient does not want medications or surgery at this time. First up, her symptoms are very mild. First up, explain to patient if her symptoms get worse, come and let me know immediately. First up, but this marks a denotation. Next patient, last name is LICLICAN. First name is DDEE. Date of visit is March 24, 2025. Date of birth is May 29, 1962. Next pair of a chief complaint, essential tremors. Next pair of history present in this patient is a 62-year-old female. 62-year-old female, kind of chief complaint of essential tremors. So first up, but her left hand tremors continues to be very mild. First up, but there's no pinrolling tremors. So first up, there's no cochlear rigidity. First up, patient does not have any falls. First up, there's no gait disturbance, G-A-I-T, gait disturbance. First up, patient's not taking medications for tremors. First up, it is not worsening. First time, next paragraph, a neurological examination, motor examination. Patient has mild action tremors at the left hand. First up, there's no pinrolling tremors. First up, it is not severe. First up, it is mild. First up, next paragraph, impression, essential tremors at the left hand. First up, mild. First up, patient does not have any pinrolling tremors. First up, it is not severe. First up, this is not Parkinson's disease. First up, there's no shuffling gait. First up, there's no cochlear rigidity. First up, next recommendation, explain to patient if people have diagnosis. Next up, discuss the treatment options for essential tremors would include medications and surgeries. So first up, then next up, explain to patient that she has such mild symptoms, I do not recommend her to go on surgery. First up, next up, patient does not want medications for now because it is mild. So first up, explain to patient if it gets worse, let me know immediately. First up, next up, this marks a denotation.